I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The United Auto Workers made a tentative deal with Daimler Chrysler today, just hours after the previous contract expired at midnight. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what's in the agreement?
Well, actually, Alex, we don't really know yet. Neither the union nor Daimler Chrysler is releasing any details, and of course, nothing is official until the union membership ratifies it. The UAW says it has reached a tentative four-year collective bargaining agreement with Chrysler, and that it's still negotiating with Ford and General Motors. But the experts tell us the fact that there is already a deal on the table is remarkable in itself.
Well, you explained to me earlier that the United Auto Workers often don't come to the bargaining table before the contract's expired. How is that? What's going on?
Right. Historically, the union has waited until that contract expires to start negotiations because once the expiration date hits, the threat of a strike becomes very real. And of course, that's usually the big bargaining chip. And talks usually go on for weeks after that. The pattern is that the union targets one of the big three automakers, usually a fairly profitable one, that can't necessarily afford a strike, but can't afford to give it a good settlement. It negotiates with that company and then tries to impose that same agreement on the others. It is very rare for negotiations to be going on simultaneously with all three, as this one has.
What accounts for this new era of collegiality and conciliation?
Well, one word, the economy. Okay, that's actually two words. But really what the union and the big three automakers did was take a look around and say, you know what, things are not good in our industry right now. So perhaps it behooves all of us to find a way to work this out without strikes, without rancor, because then we all lose. Gary Chasen, a well-known labor relations expert who teaches at Clark University, told me that's what changed things this year as compared to the last contract talks in 1999.
While a large proportion of members in the UAW are not really auto workers, but it's a very diverse group, the union still sees its future tied in with the future of the American automobile manufacturers. And as a result, it realized that a strike would be disastrous for its members and disastrous for its employers.
So even though the union may have been able to get more from a strike because these car companies are so weak right now, it would have ended up winning the battle but losing the war because of the advantage that might give to foreign automakers. And we'll be following the latest news out of Detroit in the Marketplace newsroom today, as well as the big froth in Seattle over an espresso tax that's going before voters tomorrow.
Uh-oh. All right. Thanks, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.